turf battles often take place between law enforcement agencies, but Attorney General John Ashcroft says the Wisconsin Joint Terrorism Task Force, headed by the FBI and including several state and local law enforcement groups, will cooperate. He says it'll share information and resources to try and prevent terrorist attacks. Ashcroft says the fragmented nature of many terrorist groups means many parts of the country could host key links to a terrorism network. He also says just because international terrorism hasn't happened in Midwest cities doesn't mean it couldn't.
And of course we have to remember that one of the greatest acts of terrorism in the history of the United States happened in Oklahoma City, where about 170 people lost their lives, depending on whether you count unborn children and the like that were in that Oklahoma situation.
Ashcroft acknowledges some people have civil rights questions about how the federal government has handled portions of the counterterrorism front. He contends the so-called material witnesses that were jailed after September 11th were held at the order of a federal judge and not the Justice Department. Milwaukee attorney Arthur Heitzer contends that the Justice Department has been involved in keeping the identity of many detainees secret.
You know, people are likening this to the Palmer raids of World War I, where, you know, thousands of people were picked up and really there was no guarantee that their rights were being looked after, and I think that's a concern.
Heitzer chairs the Individual Rights and Responsibilities section of the State Bar of Wisconsin. He says he doesn't have enough details of the new state task force, but he's concerned that Attorney General Ashcroft supports rescinding certain limits on FBI investigations. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.